We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number two with the Manhattan Housing Authority, and we're talking about the Bridge to Housing Stability Program that was recently awarded here, $2.6 million, a grant coming from the state of Kansas. Wonderful opportunity to help out some of the most needy here in our community. We're talking with Aaron Estabrook, Executive Director, and we've got some case managers we're going to be talking to in this next segment. BHS case manager in Manhattan, Karen Martinez. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Natalie Waldo from Junction City, Geary County area.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you both. So I guess, should I start with you, Aaron,
first? I think there's two components to what we're attempting to achieve, at least in the short term, and that's capacity building and that relationship and network of identifying, mapping out what the resources are available in the community. And when we talk about community, we're talking about all of Riley County and all of Geary County. And then MESI, the Manhattan Emergency Shelter, is also assisting, and they have a BHS grant to assist with Pottawatomie County. So, but those two things, it's all couched in the CARA application. So on one hand, yes, it's wonderful that we have access to the over $2 million to leverage. But the only things that we can use those funds for are for people who have kind of fallen through that safety net that after applying through CARA, and then CARA says, please be another local safety net to help them. So that's a very narrow type of person that might be able to access that funding through our program. But in addition to that, we have kind of a obligation to start infrastructure building. If there is and what I mean by infrastructure building, I mean that resource mapping around housing. And if anyone in Manhattan or Geary County were to say, who is the person that I call that only deals with housing and isn't housing and mental health or housing and substance abuse or housing and financial things, just housing, there really isn't one. And we're going to build the infrastructure where there's an intersection that there's expertise in housing through this program. And Karen and Natalie are going to be on the front lines of standing that up. And they bring a lot of experience about what the resources are in the communities and what the obstacles might be going forward and how we navigate those. So,
all right. Well, I might just have you guys tell me a little bit about yourselves. We'll start with you, Karen.
Okay. I have been in Manhattan for 3 years. I came from Hutchinson. I've held positions of early Head Start, so doing home visits. Worked with Kansas Department of Corrections as a counselor and then a mentoring specialist or coordinator. I've did child support. I've just seen a lot of different walks of life. I myself was a single parent, got laid off from a job, and there was a month there I didn't have money for rent. My landlord was not too understanding, and I was scared. I didn't know what I'm going to do. I have two little kids I have to take care of. I couldn't get unemployment yet because I had to wait. There was not too many people there for me to turn to, and so I would love to be able to be there to help somebody that feels like they have nobody. I know what it's like to be worrying about where you're going to sleep at night and you don't feel safe. And if I can help someone find safety and feel secure, then they can start working on other issues they have going on or other concerns. And I really want to be that bridge bridge for somebody to help them out.
Makes sense. Whenever you have kids brought into the fold, I know a lot of parents probably want to project that they're not struggling and anything. The stress of that whole situation is just not something you want to pass on to your children.
No.
So.
No.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. We'll also talk with Natalie Waldo. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved.
I'm actually from Geary County, was born and raised in Geary County. I worked with St. Francis Ministries, which is kids that are in foster care, and also worked with TFI. I'm also a single mother with three kids and have found myself wondering how I'm going to pay, how am I going to, take care of my kids. So in Geary County, as long as I've been there, there really wasn't anybody to go to when these things are happening. Working with parents that's trying to get their kids back, housing is the number one. Like, they have to have housing. A lot of the child abuse and things that are happening is because parents who don't have financial help to keep the stability of their home. So when I came to my interview and seeing that this was in Gary County, like, I was so excited because I have, you know, different resources to help, you know, with mental health and this kind of things, but trying to help somebody keep housing and keep their kids in home and keep them home and just one less barrier that they have to take care of, I needed to be there.
Yeah. Well, this is great because hearing from you guys are on the front lines. You're getting to see these people who are at maybe their lowest point. I know that's not easy, but it's got to be rewarding whenever you can lift someone up.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Try to lift somebody up instead of when you're in that position, there's already a stereotype and a judgment. Just, it's already there. It's even an unconscious bias. So being able to be that one person in someone's life that totally gets you and can help you maybe see the bigger picture and maybe get out of your head a little bit and be able to see that these things are possible. If we can get the housing taken care of, then maybe we'll put you in touch with other resources that can help other areas of your life.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not just one area of your life. That it's multiple things that can burden a lot of folks. So
there's some, I think, beautiful synergy that will never be acknowledged by most people, and that Congress did something. The state did something, and not only did they try to do something, they heard the people at the local level saying, it's not working the way we want it to work, fix it. And so the state has now created this program where we have BHS. We have people like Karen, Natalie, Romeo on the ground walking side by side with people that are in crisis, preparing the community and the state if there is a legit housing crisis in the next year or so. We will be so much more prepared to handle that than we were yesterday. And only because of the leaders all the way up to the top, regardless of party, or it's all bipartisan. They've done something that is phenomenal, and it also is being echoed about Housing First. Housing First, what you just heard, it's a foundational belief of mine, but it's also built into this program, and it's built into the state and in congressional level from the HUD Secretary, Marcia Fudge, talking about Housing First. Everyone has problems. If you don't have a roof, your problems get even worse. Once you start satisfying that Housing First or approaching that problem and finding the solution, we can work on behaviors, we can work on different things. Everybody's going to be always working on themselves in some capacity. You can never truly achieve that unless you have a roof on your head. I learned that in my experience as a case manager with the Housing First kind of balloon trial run that was done for homeless veterans and started in 2010 and went to 2013. We had like a 96% permanent housing, sustainable housing for veterans by putting Housing First, where decades before that, the VA and America in general said, you need to be sober, you need to be clean, you need to be employed for 3 months, you need hoop after hoop to jump through before you got help with housing. It was never sustainable, it was never achievable almost across the board. Putting the housing up front solves so many different problems for people. At least they can get a good night's rest and show up to work on time. You know, those type of things are really just fundamental things that we need to weave into the fabric of how we see the world.
All right. Well, if people need any more information here about the case managers or anything else, the peer mentor here that we spoke to here, where can they find that information?
Go to our website. Our website being mhaks.org. That we'll have a separate page designed just for the Bridge to Housing Stability program. So you'll find details about that. Also, Google KERA, K-E-R-A. Do your own research. Apply on your own. The flexibility of that program is amazing. People can become qualified a lot easier than they think they can. So if you're in, if you're on the border of needing housing assistance, rental assistance, utility assistance, those type of things, Google CARA, apply for CARA, and then look at our page about the Bridge to Housing Stability.
All right. Well, Aaron Estabrook, Karen Martinez, Natalie Waldo, Romeo Vega, we appreciate you all being here today and sharing your stories. It was great to hear from all of you.
Thank you.